Hi, Pierre. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey. Take us through, if you don't mind, just kind of the events of Monday night and how much sleep you got and when you got back to a hotel, from the airport.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
I just kind of was hoping you could take us through that weird deal that y'all went through Monday night, going to the airport, having to get on the plane, off the plane, whatever it is you had to do. What time did you finally get to a hotel, and how much sleep did you get?
We didn't get on the plane. I mean, we were still on the bus, and I really wasn't paying attention. You know, I just know we ended up at a hotel, so I really wasn't, you know, looking at where we was at the time, and just found out we were staying at night. And just went to the hotel, went to sleep, that's all.
I know this isn't a business where excuses can be made, but is it difficult having the cross-country flight and the short week and then the week made shorter by the travel arrangements to just have to face the Panthers on such a short week?
I mean, no, it's just like if we had a short week when we played against Atlanta. You know, there's no difference. You know, we're going to be ready. Coach is going to, you know, be smart of how we, you know, go through practice this weekend. You know, we're going to be ready for Carolina. We're going to be focused. You know, we're putting together a great game plan, you know, and we're going to be well prepared. You know, he's going to make sure our bodies are well rested. And we're just going to be ready to play Sunday.
Pierre, obviously Drew Brees and the passing game get a lot of attention. I'm curious, you know, do you think maybe the running game is kind of a hidden strength for your team?
I mean, a lot of, you know, our opponents, they look at us as more of a passing team, you know, but we have shown, you know, in the past games that, sorry about that, we have shown in the past games that we are a balanced team. And I think, you know, when we're more balanced out there on the offensive side, on the field, you know, a lot of things are going our way. A lot of things are opening up for us. And we just need to make sure we stick with the running game also, even though, you know, we might have a few runs that, you know, it's not to our liking, but we can't give up on it.
You're also balanced kind of within the running game. Can you talk about how you guys kind of rotate in and out and, you know, are you able to get in a rhythm with the way you guys do things?
Oh, definitely. You know, I think it's a good rotation between all of us, you know. I think, you know, we all bring different things to the table. You know, Mark, he's explosive, he's quick, agile, and he's, you know, one of our tough, they see us as one of our tough runners, you know, who's going to get that third and short, for that fourth and short down. You know, Sproles is one of those guys, you know, who's agile, quick, you know, quick off the ball, you know, great hands, you know, to be also a receiver. And, you know, at times if we give him a chance, he can run the ball also. But, you know, myself, you know, I see myself as more of a hard-nosed runner, you know, always going forward, you know, keep my legs moving and, you know, not giving up. And, you know, I see myself as catching the ball as well. So that rotation for us is real good. You know, just keep pounding at the defense and not letting up. Because, you know, after a while, you know, as a running back, you know, some of these runs, if you start getting big runs after big runs, you know, say you have three big runs after back to back, you get a little tired, and you know, it feels good to have another guy to step in and do the same job to keep giving that pounding to that defense. That's something you want.
Pierre, given how you guys played Monday night in Seattle, how eager will you be to get back on the field and face the Panthers?
Well, we're very, you know, eager to play, you know, our next opponent. You know, we're not worry about that game that, you know, we just played Monday night. You know, that's in the past now. We got to, you know, just swallow that and keep moving forward. And, you know, now we're looking at our next opponent, which is Carolina. And we know, you know, they're a tough team. They've been doing good, you know, this year. And, I mean, we got to be ready for them, which we will be, and we're getting prepared now.
I think before the season started, most folks probably thought Atlanta would be fighting for you guys, with you guys for the division. Any surprise on your part to see the Panthers neck and neck with you guys?
No, I don't see no surprise at all. The Panthers have always been a tough outfit. You know, they've always been a tough team, you know, since I've been here. I know that, you know, we always have problems with Tampa. There's always been ups and downs, you know, between Tampa and ourselves. And, you know, we know what's going to come. You know, they're going to bring their A game, and, you know, we're going to have to bring our A game. You know, it's sort of, it's a division game. You know, they're in our conference, and we can't take any teams lightly, especially in our conference.
Peter, what did Seattle specifically do well against you guys to kind of stop and bottle up the run on Monday night?
I mean, you know, Seattle, they did a good job. They was very explosive. You know, they was fast on defense, just like we knew they was going to be. You know, and just a lot of things didn't go our way. We didn't pick up some blocks. We didn't catch the ball. We didn't execute like we needed to. You know, we put ourselves in a hole, you know, in the beginning of the game, and, you know, with an interception and, you know, a lot of penalties. And, I mean, it's a lot of things. And once we're trying to fight from behind, you know, it's kind of hard to be a balanced team. And you got to start focusing on, you know, trying to get that passing game going and try to catch up. So, I mean, it's in the past. You know, we're not really worried about Seattle anymore. So, you know, that game is behind us now, and we're moving forward. You know, we're not thinking about it anymore. Everybody's now on Carolina.
Thank you, Pierre.
Thanks.
Thank you.